Welcome to the Profiles in Mission podcast series about volunteering for Christ-centered mission brought to you by the American Baptist Home Mission Societies of American Baptist Churches USA. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, and today I'm talking to Miss Robin Walker, a volunteer from American Baptist Home Mission Society's Volunteer Mobilization Ministry, who provides volunteer services for the Kodiak Baptist Mission located in Kodiak, Alaska. Welcome, Robin.
Good morning, Patricia. Thank you for having me.
How did you get started as a volunteer for Kodiak Ministries?
My husband and I attend a church that has supported Kodiak just in a small amount for several years. It's a very small Baptist church in West Virginia. And one day, the treasurer had a letter from the mission, and she read it that if anyone could come help do any of these programs, had any time in the summer to come spend a couple weeks, they're welcome to apply and contact them. And that was at the beginning of the service. And as we left, my husband said, I'm going to do that. And I said, do what? He said, I'm going to go out there and see what I can do. They needed a horse camp revamped, and he was very interested in horses, and we had horses. So that's exactly how we got started. He did that. He went out for 4 days and came back, and we started with a plan and a vision.
And how long have you been volunteering there?
We usually go, we've gone for 3 years in the summer. We usually just go in the summer and stay 6 to 8 weeks. But this past summer when we were there, we decided to go back. So we came home and settled up some stuff for about a month in the fall, and then we went back in October, and we've stayed. He actually is still there, and I came home for a month to take care of some business back here in West Virginia, and then I'm going back in May, and we're going to stay for 6 months and at a time.
That is a long time to be away from your family and hometown. Have you adjusted to the mission location?
I've adjusted because the people there are just awesome. And it is hard. It's a totally different being in Alaska on a small island than where I've lived. My husband and I both lived our entire life here in West Virginia. It's nothing I ever would have expected to happen. And I do miss my children, but they understand that we're there for a reason. We're not just, you know, we're just not traveling, that we're there working for the Lord, and they understand that. And they've both come to visit and love the mission just like we do.
It is a blessing that you and your husband have the support of your family.
Well, don't be confused. My mother is 81, though, and she asked him the other day, told a friend of mine at church, she said, if you can talk her out of not going back to Alaska, please try.
What does it mean to you to be volunteering at Kodiak?
Patricia, I have been a stay-at-home mother. My kids are 30 and 27. And after they were on their own and went to college, I felt like there had to be more than just getting up during the day-to-day. And I did company paperwork for my husband's construction business, but I just felt like there had to be a purpose. I didn't want to just sit home. I just didn't want to volunteer. I wanted to do something for the Lord that mattered and could change lives. And we found that at Kodiak Baptist Mission.
Please share an experience with me from your volunteer services with American Baptist Home Mission Societies.
When you volunteer at the mission, in the summer, they have summer camps, which the best way to explain that is like here in West Virginia, we have a week-long Bible school, and they have summer camps that start the Tuesday after Memorial Day, and they end right before Labor Day when they go back to school there, and the kids come either half a day or all day, and they start the morning with a 30-minute chapel, and all the kids of all the age groups from kindergarten to sixth grade come there, and they sing songs and learn new songs, and they have a Bible lesson, and it's on their level, and they're excited, and they love it. And the first morning I was there, I traveled 24 hours in two or three different planes, and by the time I got there, we slept and got up and go to camp, and we know no one there. And I go into this chapel, and it has about 75 to 80 children, and this little boy has a gleam in his eye, and he has an empty seat beside of him. And I go over and sit down by him, and I introduce myself. And I said, good morning, I'm Miss Robin, and this is my first morning here. And he looked at me, and he said, well, we're going to watch this movie for a few minutes, and you need to really pay attention, because this isn't a Disney movie or something you rent at home. This is about Jesus, and he is real, and he can change your life. And that little boy still goes to that mission 4 years later, and he still has that ornery gleam in his eye. But he knows about the Lord, and that started me off on an excellent foot there. That early rainy morning when that little boy told me that this is real, this matters.
There's nothing like the joy a child can bring.
Exactly. The kids are the energy. I volunteer in the after-school program there, too, during the school year, and you have a lot of the same children. And it's just magnificent to see them grow. They'll want to lead in prayer, and they'll want to have prayer requests and pray for other people who are going through difficult things. It's just amazing the stuff that you hear come out of those young children's mouths about the Lord.
Can you tell me one or two sentences that may inspire others listening?
I believe that Satan loves the busyness of our world today. And there is nothing we can do more than slow down and think about what's important. Yes, that really makes, you know, that changes the way you look at things when you step back and look at that. What am I doing that matters eternally for the Lord?
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Patricia. I'm going to head back to Kodiak, Alaska.
If you would like to become a volunteer with the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Volunteer Mobilization Ministries, click on the Ministries link at the top of the ABHMS website and search for the link under the Healing Communities list. You have been listening to the American Baptist Home Mission Society's Profiles and Mission podcast series. The quote to end this podcast is by Sheila Murray Bethel. One of the most courageous things you can do is identify yourself, know who you are, what you believe in, and where you want to go. I'm Patricia Osborne Randolph, wishing you peace and blessings.